Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Trump says he's imposing a 35% tariff for goods imported to the United States from Canada from next month. In a letter to the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Trump linked the tariff rate to the fentanyl crisis, complaining that instead of working with the United States, Canada had responded with its own tariffs. Our business reporter Katie Silver has been looking at Mr. Trump's letter.
He starts by talking about how there was, of course, tariffs imposed, caused in part by Canada's failure to stop fentanyl drugs pouring into the country, saying then that they were going to be putting a 35% tariff onto Canadian goods, and that if Canada retaliated, they would just match them and raise that again by 35%, basically saying there's no way out of this.
The deputy prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has told the UN Security Council there are reasonable grounds to believe war crimes are being committed in Sudan's Darfur region. Nazat Shamim Khan said it was hard to find appropriate words to describe the depth of suffering there. Interviews with survivors had revealed how rape and sexual violence were being weaponized. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's had very constructive conversations with President Trump about the resumption of military aid to Kyiv. This includes the purchase of Patriot missile systems, which Ukraine urgently needs to protect itself from intensifying Russian attacks. Mr. Zelensky was speaking during a visit to Italy. From there, Sarah Rainsford.
Ukraine's president was speaking at a big conference here in Rome to discuss his country's recovery and reconstruction after the war, although efforts to negotiate an end to Russia's invasion have stalled. Instead, Ukraine is under heavier drone and missile attack than ever, with Moscow offering no concessions. Asked by the BBC whether he thought Donald Trump's recent criticism of Vladimir Putin was significant, from a president who used to criticize him, Volodymyr Zelensky seemed unsure, saying only that he was grateful for the positive signals he saw from Mr. Trump today.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's ready to negotiate a permanent end to the war in Gaza, but insisted it must involve the disarmament of Hamas. He said if that couldn't be achieved through negotiations, Israel would achieve it by force.
We are trying to achieve the release of half of the live and the dead hostages in exchange for a temporary 60-day ceasefire. At the beginning of the ceasefire, we will enter negotiations for a permanent end of the war. In order to achieve this, this must be done according to the minimal conditions that we have set. Hamas lays down its weapons. Gaza will be disarmed.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The UN says it has delivered the first fuel consignment to Gaza in 4 months, but warns it falls short of even a single day's demand. The Office of Humanitarian Affairs said the 75,000 litres it managed to bring in from Israel were far below the hundreds of thousands of litres needed daily to meet Gaza's humanitarian needs. A spokesman warned vital services will cease unless adequate fuel supplies arrive immediately. The U.S. Secret Service has suspended 6 agents over the assassination attempt against Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania campaign rally last July. Penalties range from 10 to 42 days of unpaid leave. The Secret Service director said the agency had taken steps to ensure such an event could never be repeated. A judge in Argentina has ordered the former president Alberto Fernandez to stand trial on corruption charges. Mr. Fernandez is accused of fraud over his government's use of insurance policies. Its main broker was allegedly the husband of Mr. Fernandez's personal secretary. The allegations emerged when his secretary's phone was checked during a separate investigation. The sales, which have traditionally graced the roof of the celebrated Paris cabaret, the Moulin Rouge, are turning once again, 14 months after they unexpectedly collapsed. Hundreds of people turned out to watch the inauguration of the new replacement blades. Dancers performed the club's famous can-can in the street outside. Jean-Victor Clericot is the manager.
It's for us a very important moment because we're getting back to normal with the Moulin Rouge and its sales in motion. I mean, the Moulin Rouge is 135 years old and the sales has always been in motion. So it's for us, you know, giving back to Paris. It's a symbolic Moulin Rouge as it was.
BBC News.